So you said in the band as well. So what instrument do you play?
I actually was in front of the band as a majorette.
Okay. I understand.
Marshall Walker.
Marshall Walker. That was formerly Maggie L. Walker.
Maggie Walker and John Marshall.
Before all of that, I know the history behind that because I graduated from the original Maggie Walker High School.
Okay.
I'm a former Green Dragon. That's exactly right. And then went on to Virginia Union University as a Black Panther. Panthers, rather.
I get it. When I came along, it was Walker and John Marshall, but then we merged.
Right.
When I came out in 82, we were Marshall Walker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Maggie L. Walker High School or Maggie L. Walker, whatever combination you want to put it in, or just solely like I had a chance to experience, it was a staple. It was absolutely an incredible institution to attend. I had great teachers, had a great education, and so I have no regrets. I just loved Maggie Walker and still appreciate and associate with them here. So anyway.
I know. None of you dragons regret it. My brother and sister was a dragon, Denise Kenny and Anthony Jones.
Yeah.
So they don't regret those days.
Oh, absolutely. It was some of the best days of my life. It's no question about it. No question about it. But let's get back to you. So at the age of six, you were singing in a church.
Being choir in New Line Church up in Louisa, Virginia.
Louisa, Virginia. I've been all over Virginia and I don't know anything about Louisa.
Oh, it's on the other side of Goochland.
Okay. I've been to Goochland before, but that's a whole nother story because people are around the globe say, what are they talking about? They're naming off all of these places, counties and cities that, okay, that happens everywhere. And now, when did you know that you had it, that it factor that you could sing?
I knew I had it when I was 6 years old.
Oh.
And my mom put me on that choir. I said, okay, Mom, one day I'm going to be an artist of some kind.
So you had the confidence then? That's inspiring because that's the main thing about it, because a lot of people who think they can't sing can. Okay. They may not have it naturally like a lot of people do. Okay. But they can if they get trained and things of that nature. But the thing that makes you stand out, what's the one thing that you would say makes it stand out as an artist or make you stand out? Let's talk about degrees of separation. What makes you stand out versus other artists in your opinion?
Because there's only one shortcut. You don't get enough.
Folks, with that, we'll be right back.
Hey, ladies, look at here. Let me tell you a little story. You know what? I'm tired. I don't know. No broke man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's shortcut for you.
No broke man.
Hey.
I don't want.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Woo!
listen here. Let me take you to school and give you a class in shortcutology. 402. Yeah. You know that broke man you got at home? That one that's financially non-productive? Mm-hmm. That one. Yeah. Girl, I'm telling you, you better go ahead and lay him aside and go get you a handyman. You get it? Hand the man. And when you get that handyman, you tell him,
it's Bruce J on the track.
Come a little closer, come a little closer, come a little closer, baby. Come a little closer.
Conversation with none other than Shortcut right here live on The Buzz. And we're finding out, well, you're finding out that we have a whole lot of things in common here, such as the place that we were born and the state that we were born in. But anyway, Shortcut, I have to ask, who writes your music?
Bruce Day and I.
Oh, Bruce, you and Bruce J, you guys collaborate. He was on earlier. Hey, that's, Lady Coco 706. Lady Coco, it's about time Oh my God, we played one of your songs earlier tonight. Did you know that? Okay. Huh. This is what we're going to do. I know they're in rehearsal, and so we might do something right now. But I'm going to tell you something, or ask you something, rather. You and Bruce J get together, and he is an amazing producer, ladies and gentlemen. He is. Tell us about working with him.
Bruce J is a very humble person. I love his spirit. I love Bruce J. Bruce J, his music is just on top of the world. Really, it is.
Yeah.
I'll go to him and be like, Bruce, I need this, I need that, and I need that, and he makes it happen for me.
Yeah.
So Bruce J is the one that's behind Shortcut. Without Bruce J, there is no Shortcut.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Really.
Wow. Wow. You know, I find him to be a very humble man also, and someone who's pleasant to work with and talk to.
Very.
He always returns a call, and I've listened to his amazing music, and we talk about, he talk about Girl Hush. Hey, Bruce, I thought you were in rehearsal. You aren't supposed to see this. Okay. And then, look at the cast. Diva Soul, Lady Coco 706, and then Bruce, he goes on, he slam dunks it with his own music. Some great stuff. Yeah. Great yeah. stuff. As a matter of fact, I just talked to him a few hours ago. Hey, Bruce, we're so happy that you support this network, and we'll always support you. You can count on that. You can count on that. As a matter of fact, Lady Coco, are you listening? And then we're going to get back to Shortcut. This is Lady Coco 706. It's called Giddy Up.
We like to ride.
Yeah.
We like to ride and play slow.
I like that. I really like that song.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more.
Hey, please share with your friends.
We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. I'm going to trail ride. Got my cow boots on. And my sexy hat to match. Ready to get it on. I'm looking for a cowboy. He gotta be 6'2". He gotta be thick. With it, he gotta know just what to do. He gotta know how to saddle up. Let me ride. Jump in your ATV. Let's roll from side to side.
Giddy up.
Georgia Beach, and it's going down. This is how we do it in the dirty, dirty South. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up. Giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. The party don't stop, y'all. It's time to bust a move. One look ain't don't stop, no show. Let me see what you're gonna do. Call your daddy and your auntie too. We finna play some down home blues. They gotta know how to saddle up. They gotta bust a move. Come on, auntie, shake your thing. Let me show you what you're gonna do. You can back it up to the right. You can back it up to the left. You can even do it all by yourself. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride. Ride. We like to ride them things slow. Ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Get
you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. Just giddy up to the right and giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. We like to ride. We like to ride Cobain. Ride. We like to ride. We like to ride Cobain. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride.
Hey, we're back. This is Monday Night Madness. You hanging with me, WB, the Waymaker. You guys, I know you guys are missing him because he's my partner here on Monday nights. He's out on assignment, but we have none other than Ms. Shortcut right here. Now, I played that because your sisters, Kamika Coco Short, a.k.a. Lady Coco 706, she's listening in to support you guys. Now, I would love for each and every one of you to support this station because we will play. If I know that some of our artists that we've showcased, if you guys are listening, I'll fit in one of your songs or two during a broadcast. And that is my promise. This is what we do here on Monday Night Madness. We had so many great performers. Give you an example. Wow. Ramon and Rush. Brother. M. Kelly. Oh, my God. The latest Songbird agenda. Brady. Breeze. Remedy. Ramon and Rush, I said that. Why not Ross? S.R. J.R. Kai. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What an artist she is. No question about Dr. D. And they're on and on. Wild Bill. C. Lindsay. Jeter Jones. He's been on his broadcast. Poochie. So many. Sunshine. Oh, yes. Guys. There's so many great artists like you. Shortcut. The collaboration with you and Bruce J. And I think that's absolutely amazing. And it sounds like that's a partnership that's built in trust. And seemed like you guys delivered. And not only that, I've had the pleasure of meeting meeting them in person. I would love to one day. I'm sure we will. And he says, look, man, he loves what he does. He loves you guys, you know, and there are more that's in your camp that we're going to bring on, okay? And I promise to play your music in my rotation, if that's okay with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, tell me,
thank you.
How long have you been in this industry?
I dropped my first song 2 years ago. It's my line dance called SK Groove.
SK Groove.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Before then, I was doing backup for Joe Tex Jr.
Wow.
And within the 2 years I have done, well, 3 years, I have done some things with Robin West.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a band called Summer Fusion before that, so.
So you've been, oh my goodness, you've been doing your thing. I didn't know Joe Tex had a son.
Yeah.
Joe Tex Jr. I haven't heard anything by him. Wow.
Oh, he has music. Yeah, he definitely have music out. Check him out.
You know, this is the thing about it. Out. And that's why this is so really heartwarming for me is that I get a chance to showcase artists that no one has heard of. They've been out there. You might be in a certain region, you know, in a little pocket. Let's say it could be, I'm just going to pick one, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, blah, 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 and Louisiana, Tennessee, and you're in that pocket. But the rest of the world needs to hear you with your great music. Okay. Now, I have to ask this. Do any of your family members sing?
Yeah, quite a few of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, tell us about that. And Is that where your inspiration comes from? Let me repeat. Is that where your inspiration comes from?
My grandmother, she was single in church. All of my.
Oh, boy, you're freezing on me. Okay. Wow. This is incredible. We need to hear more. We need to hear more from her. I want to hear more about her family, the family dynamic, the background, and
who. I want to hear more about her family, the family dynamic, the background, and.
Okay. Okay.
My grandmother, she was a singer. All of my aunts, my mom. So, my cousins, we all sung on the choir. Yeah.
Okay. We lost that your church, picture.
Little church out in Louisiana.
We lost your picture.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
We have that delay again. I don't know what's going on. So this is what we're
Can
going
you
to
hear
do.
Me?
So this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this, and we'll be right back. Got another song for you. Let's see. I'm going to pull up. This better play. Otherwise, I won't be upset. Yeah. I want to ride. Oh, I want to ride. Wow, Bill.
remember the conversation we had, the way it made me feel. I was all so glad.
Sis R. J R. Productions.
Yeah. I can't see nobody
else but you.
Woo.
'Cause you were made for me.
You were made for me. Yeah. Ooh. It's no surprise that you're in my life. Baby, you're the one who keeps my love in the flow. And I like it. You got it. You know it, you show it.
He's my peace and calms my storms. I feel like a queen in his arms. He builds me up and holds me down. Turns my world around.
When times got crazy, you stood by my side. You carried my load and laid down your pride.
I can't see.
For me.
Oh,
SR.
JR.
Production. Oh, wow. As a matter of fact, I just talked to Harrison about a few hours ago, and they would have been joining us tonight. No, just chatting in, but they're in rehearsal tonight. Shortcut, I noticed.
Yes.
Playing that song. You were kind of rocking to that a little bit. Do you know anything about this group?
No, not really. Okay. Who is it? RJ?
SRJR Production. And you were kind of getting into the song a little bit. So I thought maybe perhaps you might notice, because that circle is not that big, folks. That music circuit is...
Yeah.
It's smaller than you think.
I think that's the group Shea Cruz with. I think she's with
Well, yeah, one of their, they just had a member to die over the last month or so. Yes.
Andrea or something like that.
Yeah, boy, they were, they're absolutely great.
They were at the AMG Awards with me.
Oh.
Here in Atlanta.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about that.
Ah, the AMG Awards was grand. We just had a good time. We had different groups to perform. It was just grand. We just had a good time. Listening to other people's music and they performing and just being with other artists. Everybody, of course, you know, it's the awards, so everybody is dressed to kill.
I bet. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And when is that held? That's held annually, is that correct?
Yes, yes. It's every year in December, and it's held.
December. Okay. She froze on me again, and I hate when this happens because.
Froze on me again, and I hate when this happens because.
There you are. Oh, you're back. Okay.
There you are. You're back.
Well, yeah, I'm back. Okay.
But I'm getting feedback.
Oh.
I haven't touched anything.
Okay. Let's do it this way.
Okay. Let's do it this way.
All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play our next song here by none other than Miss Shortcut.
I wanna dance.
This is SK Groove.
Come on, y'all wanna shuffle? I just wanna move to the Shortcut Groove.
Easy dance.
Got
easy move.
All you gotta do is move.
Got a new dance for ya. Called the Shortcut Groove.
Okay, now. Come on now.
Get on out your seat, y'all. And it's time to move.
I wanna dance.
No, yeah.
Now hold it. All you gotta do is hold it.
to the right, up to the front, to the left,
back to the left,
right up,
right up,
right back,
right back,
and twirl,
and twirl,
and twirl,
and twirl,
two rows to the right,
two rows to the right,
two rows to the left,
two rows to the left,
right up,
right up,
right back, right back,
right back,
and twirl,
and twirl,
and twirl.
Come on now.
Ain't no party like a shortcut party, cause a shortcut party don't stop. Ain't no party like a shortcut party, cause a shortcut party don't stop. No party like a shortcut party, cause a shortcut party don't stop. Ain't no party like a shortcut party, cause a shortcut party don't stop.
Two rows to the right,
two rows to the right,
two rows to the left,
two rows to the left,
right up,
right up,
right back,
right
back,
and twirl,
and twirl,
and twirl,
two rows to the right,
two rows to the right,
two rows to the left,
okay now. There ain't no party like a shortcut party. SK Group. Yeah. What I really like about that shortcut is that not only do you have a song and potentially a chart topper, but you have a dance already. Yeah, I mean, look, you got a dance, you got the song. Okay, that's the shortcut dance, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, maybe you've already named that. I'll let you know in a minute. So I'm going to speak right now, because if I unleash your mic, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Okay. What's okay. going to happen? See.
What's going to happen?
Oh, see. I'm getting feedback. So this is what I'm going to do. Since we only have a little short time here, I'm going to release your mic. I'm just going to make a statement, and I'm just going to ask you a question. A couple of questions, as a matter of fact. Number one, where can people find your music? What contact information would you like to share with the audience? Okay, let's do this, and let's do it this way. Okay?
I'm on all digital platforms, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Tisdale, Deezer, you name it, I'm there. I'm on all digital platforms.
Oh,
I am Shortcut. Cut is spelled K-U-T-T. And when you put in, it's two words, Shortcut. You put it in like that, all my music will come up.
You know, I tell you, your energy is infectious. And now, so where are you located now? And what upcoming events, shows that you have planned? Let's do it this way.
I'm in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and I have a show coming up with Bruce J on April the 6th over at Magnolia Lounge, which is in Forest Park, Georgia. Then I have a show coming up April the 20th in Raleigh, North Carolina. So then on May the 25th, I'm having a big birthday bash myself here in Atlanta at the Strikers Motorcycle Clubhouse. So I got some things, and I just, when I was in South Carolina over the weekend, yesterday, matter of fact, somebody down there, one of the motorcycle clubs, want me to perform for their anniversary. So I got some things in the making, just trying to make it happen. I can do all.
Now, it sounds like you're already making it happen. And it sounds like tell us about your weekends. Are you always booked up? Because it sounds like you're a little busy. And do you do shows during the week as well?
Well, I do go to a couple of clubs here in Atlanta, bars, lounge, or whatever they might be. And it's always, come on, Shortcut, you got to do your song. You got to do that broke-ass man. That broke-ass man has got everybody's attention. Trust me, it does. But so it's not really a show, but yes, I do perform the song.
So now, have you performed here in Richmond recently over the last few years since this is your home?
I have. I just, in November, I did a big show in at Trio's on Hull Street with Melvin Gates. Yeah. Uh-oh. I did a big show. I have done some other things in Richmond. When I'm home, I always go over to the House of Soul on Wednesday nights, and I always perform. They have a live band over there on Wednesday night, so I go through. And I have did some things in Fredericksburg. Yeah, I have. I have done some shows at home.
The House of Soul, now I've only been back home a couple of years, and I don't know where the House of Soul, for you Richmond and surrounding residents, the House of Soul, tell us a little bit about it. And you said there's a live band there. And what other things do they do?
They sell food. It's a place you sit down and eat and have drinks. On Wednesdays, they have a live band, a happy hour special. And the band is very, very good. So if you ever go, you can say, oh, man, Shortcut said that. The band, I love the band. They are excellent. I don't know whether you ever heard of Lenny Holmes. He's a guitar player. He played with Funkadelics and all those people.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And you know, a lot of people don't realize how many great musicians have come out of Virginia and Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah. Well, Lenny Holmes is there every Wednesday. It's right on Mechanicsville, right in between Rundy and Deal. If you know where Rundy and Deal is, it's right off of Laburnum. You turn, like, going towards the highway. If you come down Laburnum, you turn on Mechanicsville, like, going towards the highway. 64, like, going towards 64. And it sits right there after you pass the 7-Eleven. It's a street called Rundy, R-H-U-N-D-Y. And then the next street is Deer Road. So it's in between those two.
Okay. And you said it's in, now, what's the name of the establishment again?
The House of Soul. You can Google it.
I will. Well, I want to thank you. You told us a lot about you. What is it that you like to leave the audience with as far as your dedication, experiences, anything fun? Let me ask you this. The most fun stage performance you've ever had.
All my stage performance is fun because I bring all my energy. I got a lot of energy. I don't know whether you ever seen me before, but I put a lot into it. I give it my all. So every time I get on stage, it's fun for me.
Well, so let's talk about this before I let you go. It's hard to let you go, okay? It's really hard to let you go because I've enjoyed this. I hope you have as well. When do you feel that you've connected with your audience?
For me, I'm one of those, I'm a party starter, okay? So I have to get the audience attention. By the time I get into that second song, after that intro come through, mm-hmm. and I'm on that first song, mm-hmm. and if I don't have your attention, by the time I get into before the ending of the first song, I'm going to have your attention. Yeah.
I love your confidence. I really, really, really do. I want to thank you for coming on. It's been an absolute blast. This will not be, it's the first time, but it will not be the last time that we will get a chance to present you again to our audience. So thank you and enjoy. And please share this station with your friends.
Okay. I just want to say one thing. That SK Groove song that you hear, the male in that song singing is my son.
Whoa! I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, does your son have any songs out on his own? Wow.
Did you get it?
No. Excuse me. Does your son have any songs out, recorded songs on his own? I think her Wi-Fi. Okay. No, the question was, does your son have any songs out on his own right now?
He stopped doing music, but that was my first song, and I wanted him to be a part of it. So he was like, all right, Ma, let me see what I can do with it. And we did the daggone thing.
You did the daggone thing. Hey, thanks again. Really appreciate it. We'll stay in touch, all right?
So much for your time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, stay tuned right here on The Buzz. We've got more for you. This is Monday Night Madness, right? Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy.
I'm Blue Cheetah Jones.
Have a good night, my dear.
Back like somebody hairline. I need to represent for all them country boys.
All right,
no
now.
Matter where you from, where you at, raise one hand up, because we've been to represent. If you ready, I'm ready. So let's rock steady. Let's go.
She don't play about a time. Better not waste it.
Better not waste it.
Oh, you a lucky, lucky man. If she let you take her, oh, yeah. She like them country boys from Alabama. Ooh, we just so happens I live in Alabama. Yeah, yeah. I told her I put my boots on one at a time. My boots on. What's it gonna take for me to make you mine?
I'm a country boy, shawty.
Right or die, yeah.
Complain. I even thought about giving you find a woman like me.
Oh yeah.
Right here for my
so, oh, ladies and gentlemen, before we go on, I need to make a special announcement. Tomorrow night, if you haven't listened in, you want to check out Groove Swing Speaks. This is a very important broadcast for us because we talk about